Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So as you guys remember, this is kind of old hat by now. We've moved on, right? Bigger and better things. But James Wiseman transferred to East High School in August 2017. If I'm not mistaken, and we talked about this one as well, Ryan Boyce came along to East as well from Houston. Mm-hmm. Was it Houston? Yeah, same year. And the TSSAA.
Ryan played 2 years?
1 year. Ryan played 1 year at East? Might be wrong. Maybe he played two. We'll figure that out later.
Well, yeah, because because
James played two.
Yeah, James played two. Ryan Boyce only played one.
Right. So it wouldn't have been the same year, right?
Maybe not. But I mean,
they were off by a year? Anyway.
I mean, Ryan Boyce was in this, you know. Yeah, yeah. No, Ryan Boyce was there 17 to 18.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't
realize Ryan had 2 years left.
Yeah, well, no, he went because he came to Memphis 18, 19. So he was a senior 17, 18. So he played 1 year with James.
That's it, 1 year.
Yeah, he played 1 year with James. So anyway, the TSSAA obviously was saying because there was a coaching leak, there was a coaching link that James and Ryan Boyce should have been. Because they played for Team Penny.
So it's intended to keep, you know, AAU right. squads from just bringing their whole squad to high school teams, right, and having them transfer and just playing for the high school coach.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the initial ruling, right, and the TSSAA said that James and Ryan Boyce should be ineligible. Well, East High School and James, much the same way here, got a temporary restraining order against the TSSAA, and eventually, I want to say in December 2017, I read a story where there was a ruling that there was no coaching link. They established that there was no coaching link, and James and Ryan Boyce were eligible to play. Ryan Boyce finished out his senior season, came to Memphis, and then James Wiseman obviously played his junior year and his senior year at East High School. Well, today, and this is interesting timing, and it's also interesting the powers that be here, Jim Kyle, who is the same judge that issued James Wiseman's temporary restraining order last Friday in Shelby County Court, ruled today that the TSSAA did not violate the athlete's property rights and that a coaching link rule was not too vague, basically ruling in favor of the TSSAA.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Does that mean they go back and take the rings and strip East of a couple of state titles?
Well, so obviously, that's got to be on the table, right? That's got to be on the table. The TSSAA has yet to issue any punishment. By the way, this is according to the Commercial Appeal. Let me give credit to the Commercial Appeal here. The TSSAA has yet to issue any punishment toward East High since the ruling. The Memphis school system has appealed the decision, issuing a motion to alter or amend Kyle's decision. And so now this will play out, you know, in court like these things typically do. But I find it interesting that the same judge that granted James Wiseman's temporary restraining order is also the judge who basically just awarded a victory to the TSSAA. I just find that kind of coincidental and interesting.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought this thing was already dead. I thought the TSSAA had stopped pursuing this. I guess I should have known otherwise. I remember they had a battle with Brentwood Academy back in the day, if I'm not mistaken, a private school sort of hey, can you advertise thing, if I'm not mistaken, it was. That battle was up in court for a while, but I thought this was done. And you figured East made the smart play, right, getting it hung up in court. Because we've kind of compared it to the situation now. But the situation then was obviously get it in court. We're going to play James Wiseman. Remember, the risk was always, well, if you play him now, it could be declared ineligible later. Well, what about the other guys on your team, right? That's them not winning a state title. And here we are all these years later, and it appearing that he's ruled in favor of the TSSAA to the point that maybe this could be stripped from East High. Here's the deal. The TSSAA won, right? They were hot to get Penny on this one, right? They felt like he'd done a wrong here, he'd violated their rules, and they stayed with it the entire time. I would not be surprised if you saw a similar sort of approach from the NCAA. Like right, they're going to fight this. They're never going to if you go all the way, right, they're going to fight you all the way on this till it's done. That's one thing. They won't run out of money or lawyers or that kind of thing. They'll go all the way. Because, and why? because they wouldn't want a precedent set by a – if they're not going to let a Kansas or a North Carolina set a precedent, right, then why would they let a Memphis? That's what I'm concerned about, right, is them fighting you to the end, tooth and nail, right, because you're Memphis. And if we let the little guy win in this instance, right, with quotes around it, little guy, we certainly don't see ourselves that way.
Yep.
But that's setting a precedent where every school can come at us, right? They want to be at our tournament, but they can challenge our rules. They want to be a part of us. They've agreed to our rules, but they want to challenge them. I just see them fighting you balls to the wall for it.
Yeah.
We saw here, TAA didn't never, you know, they never stopped fighting. I guess they get the ruling here.
Yeah, so it's interesting, you know, and obviously, like,
does the runner-up get the state title? That those two, I mean, we got to go back and look. And this is for...
Well, East didn't win. Did East win the state title last year?
They didn't win in his senior year, I want to say. But
yeah,
they wanted his junior year.
Yeah, because they...
So you'd go back
Penny
and
was,
get that one.
Penny was very emotional. I remember that. And A-Lo, right?
Uh-huh.
Penny and A-Lo and Boyce and Malcolm Dandridge, obviously. So.
All those guys were state title. And I want to say the one the year before that,
yeah,
before Wiseman got there.
Right. So that one would still remain intact, you know, under
right.
of this. But it is certainly a fascinating, you know, and people are saying, you know, they're responding to it by saying not good.
I don't know that that's going to – that ruling will have no
bearing. Relevance, exactly. There's no – it has nothing to do with
now,
the
was
other.
Information shared? You know, might the NCAA have gotten some of its information from the – just in the sense that, look, the TSSAA was digging into this thing. Penny's time as the coach of Team Penny, which was always sort of at the center. Is he a coach? Is he founded? What does he do? Right? And then his time at East. So you figure the TSSAA has done some investigating. I just wonder if the NCAA has – any of that information was passed on. That said, no, John, I'm with you completely. At least to the folks that are tweeting at you, you don't feel like that will have any bearing on this at all. They're two separate things.
Tarvis tweets and says, this may be to make it seem as if the judge is not lenient or favorable towards Memphis and James Wiseman. I don't know if the NCAA would even look at something like this or consider something like that. Or, you know, I just don't know, you know, what the thinking process is there, you know. But maybe. I guess that's possible. Not that I feel like a judge would have to worry about what the NCAA thinks. A Shelby County judge would not give a damn what the NCAA thinks, you know.
Well, this is weird because you bought rings for that team. You're not giving your rings back.
Well,
I guess T. could go to East and go demand to get its gold ball back, but to that's about, other than that, you rewrite the books, you give the runner-up the trophy,
it's like when Louisville had to vacate its national championship, you know. Like, didn't Louisville still hang the banner?
Did Louisville hang the banner? I don't know. Are they allowed? Can they?
I don't know.
They have to take. That's part of the deal. They have to take that thing down, John Martin. I thought that's part of the deal. They still got it up. There's another double bird situation.
Yeah, they did have to take it down.
You got to take it down, bro.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know. You don't have to give it back.
I mean, this one, what we can say, doesn't affect James in college, right? No long-standing effects. The one from Memphis threatens to, East. Penny's moved on from East, right? That's done. Those days, you know, East is back to being, you know, not the basketball power that it was. Still a basketball power.
Mm-hmm.
With Memphis, it's different. You got a lot more at stake. There's no question about it, and a lot more resources on the part of the people you're going against. But TSSAA, they never stop fighting. I heard up there at the you know, the Tennessee folks that are in the National High School Hall of Fame up there. They got pictures of them.
Yeah,
they turned Penny's picture over. They don't like him up there.
Really?
I told you about that on the air. That I'd heard. I hadn't been in the office, but heard that his picture, because he's a member of the National High School Hall, and all your Tennessee guys, right? That's up there. They've got they're on a wall up there, allegedly, right? The pictures of them that Penny's got turned over because they wanted him so bad.
Interesting. Well, the NCAA is hot after Memphis too, so I don't know. It's one of those
probably
things.
Sharing information, John.
Yeah.
They're probably working together.
Well,
working against the man with a target on his back.
Which organization is more incompetent? Like, of the two, which is worse?
Both of them have had some awful rulings.
TSSAA is awful.
Dude, they
are god awful.
You know, any chance they got to screw West Tennessee over, they're going to do it. They've been doing that for years.
Years.
I covered preps.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, it wasn't just the inner city schools. You'd see Houston and Briarcrest on a brawl get screwed. I mean, they'll do it to you. TSSAA will. So, John, they're both. Oh, man, I couldn't answer that one.
It's like the superpowers of incompetence.
Told you one time, Bernard Childers telling Stokes one thing and saying he said something to me. I had it on tape. He said he didn't say it to me. I had it. Told, man, tried to get me, John.
Yeah, so you got it's like the mega powers. You got Hulk Hogan, which is the NCAA, and you got Macho Man Randy Savage, which is the TSSAA. Together, they form one of the absolute worst and most incompetent teams we have ever seen.
Both of them got a target on Penn. They need to stop.
Anyway, that's the latest from the commercial appeal that a judge, the same judge that granted James Wiseman the temporary restraining order, and who I assume he will be in front of.
For the injunction here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.